This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to give thanks for an unanswered prayer. Sometimes when we put a specific prayer request before God and He doesn't answer it, it can cause you to question a number of things. You may question if your prayer is in alignment with His will, or you may question your own worthiness, or even if God is listening to you. When I turn to the scriptures, it is possible that Joseph had similar questions after being unjustly in prison. Joseph prayed for his release from prison, yet his prayer went unanswered for years. One day while in prison, Joseph interpreted the cupbearer's dream. In turn, the cupbearer was supposed to help Joseph get out of prison. But he soon forgot all about Joseph. It wasn't until 2 years later that the cupbearer remembered Joseph and referred him to the king. In the natural realm, this 2-year period of inactivity can cause you to think your prayer will never be answered. But in the spiritual realm, God was not only answering Joseph's prayer, He was exceeding it. Joseph just asked to be released from prison, yet God's plan was not only to have him released, but to make him governor, to reunite him with his family, and to give him a loving wife and children. So today, if you have an unanswered prayer, thank God for taking extra care to exceed your request on multiple levels. And as you reflect on that, hold on to these words. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. 1 John 5:14. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, celebrate the fruits your unanswered prayer will bear.